The skin is the largest organ in the body, covering an area of approximately 18,000 centimeters in the average male adult. Many consider the sense of touch to be the most important of our senses, for without it, we can have no sense of the physical boundaries of our body or the environment around us. The sense of touch is indispensable for the creation of all kinds of artistic expression. Why then do we generally deny our sense of touch the opportunity to behold artistic expression? Well, first we have to ask the question, is the skin capable of understanding and appreciating intricately composed vibrations? It turns out that as a receiving instrument, the skin combines the best abilities of the eye and the ear, having high acuity in both space and time. The technology for tactile stimulation is relatively young, but why not take it for what it is and apply it in an aesthetic context? For my master's thesis, I designed and built a prototype system for tactile composition called Skinscape. So the device that I'm wearing here is a full-body vibro-tactile stimulator, capable of presenting spatio-temporal patterns of vibration to the skin of its user. And the suit consists of 12 of these vibro-tactile transducers, which are actually modified 40mm flat speakers. So instead of making sound for the ear, they make vibrations against the skin. In addition, the suit has a commercially available device called the Interactor, which presents low-frequency vibrations to the back. Now, by manipulating 5 parameters of vibration, which are frequency, intensity, duration, spectral content, and space, you can essentially compose for the skin. And since there's an infinite number of combinations of these 5 parameters, the compositional field is completely open, as open as, say, that of music. So initially, the idea of tactile composition was very closely coupled in my mind with music, but there's a potential to use it with several other mediums, including video. With video in particular, there's some interesting issues that arise. One important distinction to make is that between tactile, what we call tactile sound effects and tactile soundtracks. So with tactile sound effects are very simple recreations of realistic tactile sensations, whereas the tactile soundtrack functions more analogously to a soundtrack in a movie, conveying more abstract information, such as the mood of the scene. Now on that note, tactile composition has great potential as an emotional medium. Now, the sense of touch and emotion have a very close relationship, but we can't yet be sure if and how this relationship will come into play with tactile composition. It's my hypothesis, though, that the tactile composition will evoke an effective response very similar to the way in which music does. Now, there's nowhere near as much information in a tactile composition as there is in a musical one, but with tactile composition, you're directly affecting the physical state of the body. So there's definitely a great potential there. So to sum it up, we'll say that tactile composition as an emerging field is interested in the ways in which the sense of touch can be harnessed as a sensory channel capable of understanding artistic expression, as well as with the design of tools that will facilitate composition for the skin. Now, since the sense of touch is so egocentric, it's really hard to fully understand or comprehend what this feels like just by watching this video, but I can assure you that it's like nothing you've ever felt before.